crisp weather, the crackle of leaves under your foot, cuddling up in your favorite sweater. Fall is officially here, which means that it's finally time to enjoy all of those uniquely fall flavors and scents, everywhere from the coffee to your candles. But what about your feminine products? From the makers of Summer's Eve comes Autumn's Eve Pumpkin Spice Douche, the first intimate care wash with all the bold, spicy flavors of fall. Because nothing says clean like warm, gooey pumpkin and hot, itchy cinnamon.
Finally, my intimates can have that warm, inviting scent that reminds you of your mom. My husband loves it.
Thanks to Autumn's Eve, my personal area can smell like Thanksgiving all season long. And that's something we can all be thankful for.
So hurry over to your local pharmacy and pick up one of the Autumn's Eve Pumpkin Spice Douche. Autumn's Eve, from the makers of St. Patrick's Eve Shamrock Douche and Christmas Eve Peppermint Douche.
Today, this is a little test I'm doing with a brand new feel, brand new place. You guys are watching this brand new place right here in the Bunka. Right here in the Bunka, I'm here with my co-host, but the one and only is probably going to be running my shit, because that girl that you hear doing the ads, that's her right here.
That's me, y'all.
That's Tanya right here. That's Tanya, you know what I'm saying? She's going to have to. And just chill and just talk shit with us in the Bunka Lounge.
Alright, right now Lester's getting a brain freeze with the ice cream.
It's really good, I'm so fine. So what you got for us today? Like, what's going on? What can we talk about?
So I was actually gonna talk to you about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because oh yeah, it is right around the corner. It is right around the corner, and as you know, this coming weekend is our Friendsgiving here at the house.
That's right.
That's right. Lester and I are going to be hosting our first dinner party in our brand new apartment for Thanksgiving. So, I wanted to talk to you about, like, what kind of dishes and whatnot. So, so I was actually looking online and I found this really great recipe from the early 1940s.
Really?
Yeah, and it is pinto bean cake.
That sounds really... I don't know, man.
Me either. So apparently you take two whole cans of pinto beans.
Yeah.
And you mix them in a food processor with raw peanuts.
Okay.
And you create this lovely paste mixture. Mm. And then you put this paste mixture into a pie, basically. Into like a pie pan with some different, it's got a little bit of eggs in there. I think it's got an egg and some flour and some spices. And apparently when it comes out, it does not taste like beans, but it tastes like, delicious, dense, moist cake.
Well, we're gonna have to try that. Maybe we should try that. Maybe we should try that cake.
I kind of want to try this cake.
You're going to have to now.
So I was thinking, what if we don't just take our cake recipe from way back when, but what if we made a real traditional Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
And we stepped back into, like, we got our recipes from, like, the 1920s or the 1800s, and we made, like,
boil stuff?
I don't know. I don't know what they did. I don't know. Did they boil turkey? Did they even have turkey? I don't think they even actually had turkey on the first Thanksgiving,
they had,
right?
They had, like, pigs and stuff. I think that's like a...
like lobster and shit like that, right? Like, weren't they in, like, where were they? Like, Massachusetts?
Yeah, Massachusetts. They had some clam chowder. Maybe she liked that.
You think they had clam chowder at the first Thanksgiving?
I mean, they had anything that they could get at that time. I mean... give us some clam chowder.
I wonder what
that's
they
really,
had.
That's really messed up me to see that.
I
right
think
now.
That we totally should do that. We should get some really old recipes from way back when.
I don't think that's gonna... yeah, I guess so. Why not, right?
Let's see, what did they eat back then?
I guess they ate that. I mean... we need some Spanish food, so that means pig. You just cook that pig.
Swine.
You get that panini, and you know, that's the Thanksgiving I'm supposed to use. Panini, I don't know.
I have panini.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
that
I
good
did
stuff,
get that
man.
And some arrocan con dulce.
So when it comes down to here, man, I'm kind of scared what to eat, but I'm down to eat it.
I mean, right now, as it sits, we're getting a traditional white girl Thanksgiving, because that, of course, is what I know how to cook, because, you know, I am that
that's probably going to taste really good.
But I am really curious as to what they ate way back when. So I'm actually looking at it right now, and there are some really vintage recipes. I don't know if I want to eat this stuff.
I am really
used to that traditional thing, but, you know,
I don't even think you would want to eat that shit.
But let's see, I mean, what did the traditional, 1920s recipe, looks like?
I think they boiled a lot of their stuff.
Recipe dinner. I don't know. Why would they boil it? They had... I mean, I'm sure that back in the 1920s, they didn't have the traditional, you know, conventional things that we have now, air fryer and all that shit like that. But, of course, they still had an oven, right? And they still were able to cook things in an oven and in Dutch ovens and things over the fire and stuff like that. So, I'm sure that they had
turkey. They made, like, a lot of berry stuff. A lot of stuff from berries. Like, they have, like, you know...
yeah. Yeah, let's see. Okay, well, what does it look like right here?
A lot of pumpkin stuff.
Pumpkin?
Yeah. Because that's like the food that comes out all that time. Like, what where does this Thanksgiving came from? It came from, Massachusetts?
So Thanksgiving, the urban legend of Thanksgiving is that we, got all of them together, and then, all of pilgrims and the Indians, they all got together and they decided to share a great meal among friends. And that's why we celebrate Thanksgiving. Where was it? Sadly, I'm old and I don't remember the answer to that question. I don't remember if it was in Plymouth, right? Plymouth Rock? Something like that, right? Some Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I heard it somewhere when I was younger. Well, I know it's a very touchy subject because they said it was really like that, like...
yeah, no, they totally, they totally killed the Indians. So these, white people came in and they just said, hey, and they, you know, they completely slaughtered, everybody that was here. After, of course, they taught them how to fish and farm and, you know, cure the land and all of that kind of stuff. They taught them how to survive. And as soon as they did, we gave them, diseases. And, wiped them out. Thank you. Thanks. All right, so it looks like, oh, yes. Oh, we should totally have this for Thanksgiving. Roasted turkey with gravy. Okay, we can do that. New England stuffing, we can do that. Mashed taters, we can do that. So right now, so far, so good. Cranberry sauce, we can do that. Mashed turnips. Mashed turnips, you don't know what a turnip is? So it's like a root vegetable, and my grandmother, we used to have these all the time because she loved these things, but she was old, and they're squished, they're like it looks like a yellow mashed potato, but it tastes like a turnip, I don't even know. Yeah, it's not good at all. It's one of those old people foods. We don't have it, now because of course none of us liked it, so... we made our own traditional food. So mashed turnip, but that does, you know, that does appear on the older traditional tables. Buttered rolls, yes. Creamed onions. That sounds delicious.
Cream onion. Cream.
Celery sticks. What goes with the celery sticks?
Okay. Because they could have just guessed.
Pumpkin pie, of course, and pumpkin bread. So this is pretty much what the traditional Thanksgiving dinner looks like,
that,
I think. But
I love the tradition from today because I eat from so many different places. I can eat from island food, from traditional black food, from traditional white food, from Chinese people, like I did, the Japanese people. Like, I can eat, my Thanksgiving can be really Thanksgiving now, so I would never want to go eat because I can eat so much.
That reminds me, like, actual Thanksgiving, I mean, I know we're on the podcast and everything, but let's just put our personal business out there. Thanksgiving Day, bro, what are you doing actual Thanksgiving Day?
Actually, I'm just going to be here.
Well, alright, so invitation extended, Lester. You're more than welcome to come with me to my family's house if you want to chill. We're going to go over there, you know how we do.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a lot of casseroles we're going to have. We're white, yeah, everything is casserole. So it's broccoli casserole and squash casserole and macaroni and cheese and turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and turkey two ways.
Sounds good.
All that kind of stuff. So yeah, you're welcome to come out there with us.
No, I'm going to talk about that. I actually have to put you on. I give homage to what we're doing in this anchor, so I'm going to just cut it out, give a quick break, and I'll get back to this.
Alright, cheers.
Hella shameless, necklace on me decorated. All this got me feeling jaded. Hold up, I'll be waiting. Bad thing on my radar. Told me that I'm in a playlist. Flower bomb, she a lotus. Got me thinking that I'm famous. I remember when I prayed for this. No sleep, cause I'm anxious. All this shit for entertainment. Crazy thinking that it's day one. All this business for the taking. Yeah. Hold it down for the nameless. Yeah. Oh yeah. I've been on a grind, yeah. On the line, yeah. I've been getting mines in. I've been on a U, nothing left to lose. Get into the bag, yeah. I've been on a U, I'm seeing how you move. Imagine all the things we get into. I need you to fuck with me all the way. I need it all, baby. Let me see you drop it, drop it. Make sure it's all the way down. I'ma keep it solid, solid. If you hold me all the way down. I got some things I wanna show ya. Just let me in it out that I could have you floating. Pull up to the crib, blow up your spot, I'll make you miss it. Where you look, he lost, I know you got him feeling sicko. Throwing up them bands, sit back and watch them billies trickle. The way she do the vibes, it got me focused on that center. I hit it to your tits, come back down to keep it real. So good, I lock it down, I cop a crystal for that finger. Got them bitches living. But that shit ain't no thing, cause I mean it when I say I've been on a U, nothing left to lose. Get into the bag, yeah. I've been on a U, I'm seeing how you move. Imagine all the things we get into. I need you to fuck with me all the way. I need it all, baby. Let me see you drop it, drop it. Make sure it's all the way down. I'ma keep it solid, solid. If you hold me all the way down, fuck with me all the way. I need it all, baby. Let me see you drop it, drop it. Make sure it's all the way down. I'ma keep it solid, solid. I'm with you all the way.
Get back to talking about the Thanksgiving. He was giving out some good little recipes out there.
Yeah, some recipes. I think we're going to stick to what we know and love, and what we know that we love. I don't know if I want to eat creamy onions. That doesn't sound good. Mm-mm. I'm kind of curious as to what that is, though. I don't know. I didn't look because, I mean, who really wants to eat that anyways? Creamed onions. So I can get the recipe off of that. While I'm looking for that, I wanted to talk to you about, so you and I had gone a little earlier today after we pigged out over at Cheddar's restaurant and we got some ice cream.
So good.
Okay. So while we were there, sorry, I can't type and talk at the same time because, you know, I just have a little girl's brain, guys. All right, so what is creamed onions? So let me go to this creamed onions thing and then we'll get back to that. So this creamed onions thing, apparently it is butter, of course, onions, literally milk, butter, and teaspoons. So you're basically making a white onion sauce, like a white gravy, with onions in it. So with milk, flour, with milk and flour. When you heat that, when you saute that on a stove, which is what it's telling you to do, that is basically going to make a roux or a gravy, and then you're just going to add the onions. So you're basically just making onion gravy and eating that as a side by itself. That is fucking disgusting. Okay, so let's go back to what I was going to talk about. So while we were there, we saw this kid. There was a little, safe to say, Hispanic kid, right? Wearing a headdress of feathers that he had made at presumably at school, right? Yeah. Like during fall break or whatever, right?
Now that we're talking about it more.
Okay.
No, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Who is Thanksgiving? He's probably in school doing his crafts and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So can I ask you a serious question? How is that not racist?
I mean.
So what is the difference between that little boy wearing a headdress of, how is that different than a little white girl wearing a geisha costume? Right? Isn't that like,
I don't know. I guess the kid gets a pass because he was it's tradition at Thanksgiving and how it is.
Yeah, of course it's tradition, but with the new age and everything, you know what I mean? Like with all these new, what do they want to call them? Culture cancel? Cancel cultures?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, I guess. So we're not allowed to talk about Christmas. We're not allowed to say the word Christmas in schools anymore because that is...
Oh, we can't?
No, they do not have Christmas parties anymore in school. They have holiday parties.
Really?
Because Christmas is exclusive of all other religions other than Christianity. So, like, Jews don't celebrate Christmas, and Hindus don't celebrate Christmas, and, you know, like, all these other nationalities don't celebrate, and religions don't celebrate Christmas in the traditional way that Christians do. So, no, it's a holiday party. That way it's all-inclusive.
I think it's more like a... I think it's more like a, it's just... what we're used to seeing, I guess. Like someone will talk about it until then. It's not seen as racist. It seems like just enough for the occasion.
And why is it allowed? Why is it okay?
I think it's more of an American. Isn't it more of an American holiday?
It is an American holiday, but we are not the only. We are not the only country that celebrates Thanksgiving. So apparently, there is a Canadian Thanksgiving as well. I don't know if it's the same traditional, but there is some sort of a Canadian.
Because I know that's like a more of an American thing, so maybe they let that fly because, you know, it's an American thing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's an American thing, but again...
Native American thing.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. It's a native... again, so the way that Thanksgiving, like the way that we treated the Indians was not that good. And so, to
to promote. You see what I'm saying? To promote that in the schools is kind of, don't you feel like that's maybe like a slap in the face to the natives?
I think,
to, you know what I mean?
I think some of them needs to talk about it. I think until then, you know, they let it fly, but seeing it how you're saying it.
Yeah, I mean, what is, honestly, think about it like this, right? Think about it like this. What is the difference in the way that we are celebrating Thanksgiving?
Right.
After the way that the actual Thanksgiving was, we murdered and we slaughtered hundreds and thousands of men, women, and children just to take their land, right? After they showed us how to survive on this really harsh land, okay? So by celebrating Thanksgiving, we are celebrating that act, right? But we're also putting headdresses on the children, right? Isn't that kind of like celebrating when slavery went into action, or celebrating and putting paper chains on the children's ankles?
Well, I don't, I guess
look at it like that, or celebrating like celebrating the Holocaust and putting little paper stars on their shirts.
But I guess it all depends. I guess I see what you're saying, but I guess it all depends on the actual holiday. Like he's just not dressed up like that to wear it. Like, you know? There's actually a holiday.
That's what I'm saying. We still celebrate this holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the what are we celebrating? We are celebrating the mass murder and genocide of an entire to get rid of an entire population.
Like, then last minute is like, you know what? Let's just all eat together and act like nothing happened.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, let's just carry on the tradition today. You know, I mean, that's how a lot of families are too, right? Like, we argue and bitch and bicker with each other throughout the entire year, and then hey, let's just let's get together and eat.
I think everybody should be dressed however they want to be dressed that day. So even if you know, kids want to be wearing like that, if Thanksgiving to all.
But
that
you
shit,
see what I'm saying, right? You see what I'm saying?
Even all that shit, I think you're absolutely right. I just think it's messed up that, you know, not a lot of people talk about it. I think I heard some a lot of when I lived in New York. I think I heard a lot of people.
I mean, I'm not saying we should cancel Thanksgiving. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, you know, if we're going to put... Exactly, perspective. If you're going to put certain, like, bans and restrictions on one thing, then you should just kind of look at it overall, you know? But Thanksgiving it really is a white holiday, right? Yeah, we use it, like you said, just everybody get together and... fucking eat.
Right. And just forget about how the genocide and everything happened. Like, hey, you know, forget about it.
Fuck it. We'll make up for it with pumpkin pie.
Make some pumpkin pie, cook that turkey. Having about two turkeys walking around after the whole world. Yeah. I mean, God knows, man. I don't want to make fun of it or anything like that.
But you know, I wasn't there. Yeah. You know, like, you know what I mean? I wasn't there.
Exactly,
shit.
Man. Jesus, that's probably what happened, man. Like, you know, after everything, they needed something to eat. Probably, you know what? That would have been messed up if they were out there, like, and they didn't know how to cook, and there was, like, a lot of women out there, like, well, you know.
That's what happened. So, like, our people, not our people, but, you know, like, you know, those people, those people, not my people, they came over and they're like, hey, there's people here. And they were starving and dying, and because they don't know how to fucking eat. They don't know what to eat and all that kind of stuff. And so the Indians are like, hey, I got you. No worries. Yeah. And then they're like, hey, thanks.
Off with their heads.
Off with their heads. And
thank you.
Here's some blankets full of smallpox, you know, so that kind of stuff. So, yeah, Thanksgiving. Woo, turkey.
Thanksgiving's really bad, man. I just don't feel the food now.
Exactly. That's really the only thing that we do. When we were kids, traditionally, we had to go around the table and everybody had to say something that they were thankful for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad we done away with that tradition. So that's not really something that we do anymore.
Imagine doing that around the table at that time. Like, everybody had to say what they're thankful for. They'd be like, well,
at the first Thanksgiving?
They didn't kill me.
Hey, oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Like, if they went around that table, they're like, well, you know, I'm thankful for.
I'm thankful I didn't get Bigfoot's fucking blanket full of smallpox.
Or something. I don't know. Oh, my God. And now it's like, there's so many different, it's weird because now so many different cultures that celebrate Christmas here now.
Like, you know, culture should be celebrated. I mean, you should, everybody, you know, just be, you know, who they are.
Yeah, man. This is crazy how things is. What else we have for Thanksgiving? That's it. That's all. We have a little bit of history of it. And now everybody knows this Thanksgiving.
I mean, I'm sure everybody, that's not something new. I mean, everybody is pretty much known. That's not what they teach you in school, of course.
No, that's what I'm saying. They probably wanted to. One of those kids probably heard about it and now they're like wondering, damn, that's really how it is. Like,
it probably is. You know what's crazy, Lester, is what we learned in school is not what our kids are learning.
No.
It's so strange that the world changes so quickly that we are, even the math is different. Like, my sister-in-law got so pissed off because they were, and my friend Christina as well, because during the whole COVID thing and, you know, working from home and kids from school from home and all that stuff, they were trying to help them with their math. And the kids got the answer right, but they got the math wrong. They didn't work out the problem, this new math that they have. Mm-hmm. It was so frustrating because, like, again, the kids got the answer right, but because they got the way that they got there wrong, they marked it as wrong. So kids were failing their tests and stuff. Even though they were getting the right answers, they're just showing the work wrong.
I went to that. And I still do. But I deal with math, so I don't deal with it. I get mad at my kids. Like, why are you not paying attention? Like, I should have noticed. Like, you was in the class. Like, I don't.
Right.
I don't know, bad parenting, but I might have to go to tutoring myself. I don't understand nothing what they're teaching them. They kind of do math and multiply different than what I know how to do, with 2 + 2 = 4 to me. So now 2 + 2 = other shit.
Right. Right. Did you hear the lady making an argument that math is racist?
Yeah, I said about number 3 or something like that. Yeah,
one of the two identifies as what? Something what?
Let me see if I can find her.
No, don't, please don't. No, she was obnoxious.
She was funny.
That stuff is so annoying to me.
She was funny.
Like, people are just reaching. Like, they have absolutely nothing at all to do. And they just want their 5 seconds of fame or 15 seconds or whatever it is. And so they...
Yeah, she says some crazy shit all the thing.
You know...
There can be a lot of crazy people. Now, like you said, just to get that little bit of fame, that, what's that girl?
Cash Me Outside. Cash Me Outside. How about that? About that girl?
She made some music.
She made some. She didn't make music. She made noise to a beat. I heard it.
She tried to do something.
I'm sorry.
That's somebody making a Barbie doll. Trying to look at something like, you know, maybe I can talk about as I scroll down and look. There ain't nothing on here. More, just catch me outside about that. This is crazy. Well, I guess that was a good first run. What I'm going to do now is play a little bit of music that I guess people still send to me for me to play. So listen to that, and we'll have more shit.
Life is what you make it. Life should have been amazing. I can't see a way out. Stacking face down off canvases I painted. I just spent the rain day on shit I can't afford, but that's the price I pay for the memories I'm making. I've been going places, I've been shaking hands for a chance to really make it. This life is so abrasive, swag almost caving. All this shit I'm laying, it's only the foundation. I've been going crazy, just trying to find a way. I was in the basement, trying to turn the page. I was going through the phase, nobody see my face. I was chasing at the paper, been all the foot away.
somewhere in my head. I can hide it all on my own. Hold it tight to the patch. I'm somewhere near the edge of wishing we never met. I'm scared of being without it. In the mirror, for the cell diagnosis, feel that they really notice me, for they ever get to know me. They tell me that you need me, the accident showed it. Knowing that you play the angles, and I'm seeing through your motives. Put the weight down on my shoulder, found a way to hold it. I can't keep my focus, better keep composure. Hard when I've been coping with all the pressure that I'm fed. Make it hard to hold my head, make it hard to get to sleep. Like I'm slipping from the edge, struggling to get a breath. Right the wrongs with the lead, life is not a guarantee. Niggas dying by the clip, self-prescribed a dealing mess. Now the way to flee the scene, I've been trying to get a grip onto something out of reach. To a peak, that's how I realize that I'm not the man I wanna be. I've been running for myself, we all afraid to die alone. Scared us all to ever be. I've been scrolling down a feed, afraid we'll never get to see the type of liberation that we really need to set us all free. I went out of my way. I'm trying to feel the again. I'm lost somewhere in my head. Been out here all on my own.
Yo, first and foremost, this is my goodbye, so I have to say, we out of here. Want to give a special shout out to all my peoples, all y'all peoples listening to us, giving support. Day one, the Luka Lounge is here to stay. What else can I have to say? Thank you, Anchor, for having us in your platform. We can distribute that shit all over the world, all over the place. But I'm about to beat the beat.
Boom, 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 boom,
the motherfucker, boom, 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 boom